Blog Talk Radio.
To fire the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true and living God. There is no other God, Yahweh God, the Ancient of Days. He is the great I Am. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and spirits be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this awesome, great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's the only hope and light for our lost, dark, and dying world. Blessings to each and every soul listening to this anointed God-breathed on broadcast. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. So get ready to put your Holy Ghost dancing shoes on. Yes, Lord, fire is the broadcast that will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. Doesn't matter your ethnicity. Doesn't matter where you went to school, what side of town you live on. God is just looking for someone with a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. Blessings, hallelujah, God, Jesus, I am so fired up for today. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Genesis, 2nd chapter, 18 verse, where we read our Creator, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Godhead, having a conversation regarding the well-being of his creation, who is man. And when I say man, I'm talking about mankind, not the gender, men and women, with all of God's other creations having their mate. God knew that it's not good for man to be alone. Unfortunately, hey, many see relationship as competition and not as a complement. As a result of this thinking, many men and women suffer from being alone. The question is, what are we to do when we want to be a mate to someone and they cannot be found? We're going to talk about being alone on this Fire Gospel Experience. My special guest panelists are here. I got a group of folks. We're going to talk about this thing. My spirit-filled conversation is going to be blessed by Elder, Woman of God, Lorraine Flowers, and then Man of God, Reverend John Jones, who's Associate Minister at my home church, New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, as well as Woman of God, Minister in Training, Lavelle Cotton is here. We're going to talk about relationships from a Christian and godly perspective. Lord Jesus, y'all better hold on to y'all hat and strap on your seatbelts, because we're going to break it down and keep it real, because there's a lot of nonsense that's going on in the world today, and there's a lot of people that are living in situations that are ungodly, unclean, and unholy. Yes, I said holy, because God requires us to live to his standards, and he called them holy, and I'm not going to try to change that. So listen, we about to do what we do. We've already had prayer. So why don't you go ahead and call family member, friend, co-worker, neighbor, anybody that you believe can be blessed by what we about to give y'all as a gift of love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives. And thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Without
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for living inside of us, your people, Lord. We are so blessed to have your Holy Spirit, God, residing and living right inside of us. Sometimes a woman of God, Keandra Lockett, I got Jesus, and I pray and I hope you do too. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are about to bless y'all with some real good sanctified conversation. I have a panelist of powerful, anointed God's people in my platform today. I've been hearing so much about relationships, and I plug into some of those Christian Facebook groups, and it seems like so many people are disheartened. You don't hear very much success. And so Holy Spirit God has moved me to this discussion from Genesis 2 and 18, where it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good, hello, that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." That means equal to him. Amen. So we're going to get it all straight right here. I just want my special guests to come in. I'm going to let them introduce themselves one at a time, and then we're going to get this conversation going. I was blessed to meet this young lady that I want to introduce first to her Facebook platform, Transforming Lives, where we actually started this conversation with herself, talking about Elder Woman of God Lorraine Flowers and also Woman of God Lavelle Cotton. Unfortunately, Pastor Don Trey Edwards has another engagement, who was on that platform at that time on Transforming Lives with Elder Lorraine Flowers. But we do have a awesome man of God to stand in. God always has another ram in the bush. So I'm going, and that is Reverend John Jones from my home church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, pastored by none other than Derek Easter. Reverend John Jones is here. But I want to bring in, first of all, Woman of God, Elder Lorraine Flowers, to introduce herself. And we're just going to just let Holy Spirit God have his way. He's going to speak through us. He's going to speak to us. And we believe he's going to speak right to each and every one of you as well. So without any further ado, Woman of God, Lorraine Flowers is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you, Woman of God. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for being here with us today. Amen. How are you? And God bless your soul. How are you, my dear sister?
I'm great. Grace and peace, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you loud and clear. Come on. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give some
awesome. Grace and peace, everyone. My name is Elder Lorraine Flowers. I am the elder of Church Word of Knowledge Church. My pastor is Pastor Lisa Cannon, and I'm here on this wonderful day to discuss with you all about different topics. And so thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. It is certainly our pleasure to have you. You are a blessing to the people of God. I loved you on your platform, and I'm looking forward for us continuing that conversation that we had on relationships. So I'm going to be cordial and traditional and let the ladies go first. My second guest panelist for this discussion on relationships from a Christian perspective is Woman of God, Minister in Training, none other than Lady Lavelle Cotton is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and we are certainly excited and happy to have her here with us as well. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Sure are.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm a minister in training, as you said, at Word of Knowledge Ministry with my wonderful pastor, Lisa Cannon. And I'm just excited to continue this conversation because this is something that people need to hear and, you know, it needs
Amen.
To be talked about in the church.
Amen. You're so right. I like how you put that wonderful pastor in there. That means you ain't got nothing but Jesus' love for your pastor, and I think that's a beautiful
yes.
thing. And then finally, last but not least, to grace us with his presence here, Associate Minister Reverend John Jones from New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist. Pine Bluff, as I said, I'm just trying to get my church a plug and brag on my church, Pastor Derek Easter. Reverend John Jones is here with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. We are blessed to have him. Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm grateful to be here. Definitely grateful to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Looking forward to sharing on and receiving.
Amen. Well, this gifted young man, for those that don't know, is an extraordinary musician. He is one of the outstanding musicians at our church, and he's just a gifted man of God. He's been on my show before, ladies, so y'all don't have to just, like, take him like he a neophyte. He can take it. He can stand strong in the word of God. That's why I brought him on here.
Amen.
So listen, I would just like to just start this conversation off in 3 degrees, if I may. And I would like to address the 3 aspects of what we would call relationships and dealing with significant others. I know there's other relationships that we could talk about, but we're not here to talk about family relationships or business relationships or coworkers, anything like that. Right now, my focus, as Holy Spirit God has given me direction, is to focus in on the relationships between a man and a woman. I'm not here to try to confirm no other type relationships. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm talking about relationship between heterosexuals, a man and a woman. And I would just like to say and start this off, what would you all say? And Elder Flowers, I'm going to ask you to go first. I'm going to let you go first. What would you say is possibly the biggest issue that resides between men and women? The reason I'm asking this question, I'm going to let you comment, is because, you know, I've been married twice, and both times, unfortunately, it was not the right chemistry, compatibility, whatever you want to call it. It just was not a fitting relationship. Mm-hmm. We were not equally yoked in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it like that because I'm not trying to put the blame on anyone. But what would you say is the biggest issue, detriment? And because I was divorced for over a decade, like 12 years before I remarried. I had no idea that there was this division and animosity and even hostility between men and women. I'm African-American. I'm talking about my people, but I'm sure it exists in all ethnicities. So what would you say, do you believe maybe is the biggest detriment between men and women having a healthy relationship?
Okay, so I think that's 2 questions in 1, but I'm going to do my best to answer them both. One of the things that I believe, and this is not just if you're saved, you're a saved couple, this is just being in a man and a woman, period, is sometimes the lack of communication. We communicate differently. You know, men communicate, they're more... You know, men, there are some men that are very verbal versus some other men that are not so verbal. So men, when they communicate, you know, they're your problem solvers. You know, you want to solve the problem, solve it right away. With women, we go through details. We have to go through the whole scenario, and we have to talk out our issues. When men mostly will go into a man cave and they want their solitude time, you know, and but for women, you know, we want to talk about our feelings. We want to talk about the problem, even if it doesn't solve the problem. So sometimes the disconnect is we don't feel like the man is hearing us versus sometimes the men feel like the women are probably talking too much. But then on the other flip side to that, you can also have someone that you're with that communicates like that as well. I mean, sometimes some women, we can be versatile, same as men. So I'm not saying it's all men. I'm not saying this is all women. But a lot of times the disconnect with us is a lack of communication. Are we really hearing one another? Are we really listening to our partner and what they say they like or dislike? You know, and then are we catering to that area? You know, where we should be feeding one another. When you're with that person should be building you up. They should be feeding you. They should be, you know, whatever your dreams, your goals, your aspirations are, that person should be your support, should be your rock.
Yes.
They should be,
number one
if no one else supports your vision, your mate ought to support your vision. You know,
amen.
And so
amen.
If your mate is not supporting your vision, then it creates division, which is we call
uh-oh.
Division. You know, so
right.
And if two people cannot come together and agree, you know, have common ground to agree, and that's the reason why the Lord and the Bible says not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, because they cannot
okay.
believe the same thing that we believe. You know,
that's
and
true.
It makes a whole, and an unbeliever can still be saved. Let me say
yes,
this.
Yes, ma'am.
An unbeliever
okay.
can still
uh-huh.
be saved, sanctified, but they are unequally yoked to you because you don't believe on the same level.
Uh-huh.
There are different levels
okay.
of faith. You don't believe on the same
okay.
level. You may be a tither. You may believe that you need to
okay.
give off your gross when your
okay.
mate feel like, I'm
okay.
not going to give off my gross, I'm going to give off my net.
Okay, hold on.
That
hold
could
on,
be a disconnect.
Elder. Hold on. Hold
so,
on. Hold on. You said I asked you two questions, and you was jumping off at about two or three different subjects. I want to hold that thought right there because I heard you got an amen corner. You was talking, and Sister Lavelle, she was jumping right in. Amen. I heard I heard her. And it's all good. But I don't want to get too far ahead of the conversation. I want to see if Reverend John will respond to the first part of what you said about communication and the different ways that we communicate as well as the different ways that we hear. Reverend John, what do you say, sir?
I'm in agreement with a couple points, and then I have a point of difference. The first thing is that communication is key. Without
yes,
understanding,
absolutely.
Without proper communication, there can be understanding. The Bible says understanding gives favor. And so in order to have favor, you have to have an understanding. Here's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
My communication style may be different from yours. So if you're going to connect
right.
with someone, you got to definitely understand that communication style. And then you have to understand that process on how to get to the result. I definitely agree with that it's not just communication. We got to share the vision. Two visions
thank
is
you.
Division. And when there's two visions, they can't walk. How can two walk unless they agree? Everything I want to say, I want to back it by the word
yeah.
because my opinion don't matter. But what God says about it is what counts. And in my
mm-hmm.
humble opinion,
right.
man, we have to walk together, and we have to share common visions. And in order to share common vision, we have to communicate what our visions are. And then if they don't align, then I thank God. And during the dating process, it should be a season of watching and praying instead of intimacy.
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to get to the dating. We're going to get to the mating, which is more of a exclusive type relationship that is leading towards marriage, dating, mating, and then marriage itself. So like I said, I don't want us to get too far ahead. I want our listeners to be able to follow us step by step. So if I jump in, please don't get offended or anything like that. I'm just trying to keep the conversation in the area where we can stay focused in on it, because I have a couple comments, a comment or two that I want to make about communication too. But right now, Lady Lavelle, you back there, amen, amen, and everything. So I know you got some good information to share about what do you think is the biggest detriment between man and woman finding and having healthy relationships. What jumps out at you first?
Well, what jumped at me is paying attention to signs. You could tell in the beginning when you are dating, and usually in the beginning the conversation is, you know, usually great, but God allows you to see signs, okay? You have to pay attention
uh-huh.
to the signs. If the person, how they communicate, pay attention to that. You know, I heard a minister say, you need to get into an argument with the person before you even jump into marriage, just to see will
right.
the person
right.
give, or will they just, how they're reacting, are they going to be
yeah.
Compassionate or angry to the point that you can't handle it. So you have to pay attention to people's behavior patterns, listen, and accept it, because we'll see it and still deny it and move forward thinking we can fix
good.
It. So
yeah.
that
yeah.
How I feel about that.
Yeah. I appreciate you all. I knew I had picked. I knew Holy Spirit God. Let me say, Holy Spirit God picked the right people for this platform because you all have shared so much truth. And the thing that I've noticed in regard to relationship is honest transparency, which is a form of communication or lack of communicating. Because there are people out there that they will pretend to be exactly what they think we should be, and they will try to fit that image. Psychologists and counselors call it mirroring. That means what they see in you, they will emulate that, and then make you think that you have found your soulmate. And I certainly agree with what you said, Elder Flowers, about communication, and Reverend John, and I heard you too, woman of God, Lavelle. Communication is so crucial. The thing about it is, can I say this, that one of the issues, so that y'all won't think when I say something in regards to my concern about women that I'm, you know, throwing stones at y'all, because I'm going to throw some stones at the men first. The biggest issue that us men have to overcome is, you ain't my mama. See, when we were teenagers, and we would start getting little fuzz on our face and up under our arm and smelling ourselves. When our mama used to say things to us that we thought was, you treating us like we little boys, you ain't my mama. So we had to deal with that issue, I'm talking about first, in male-female relationship, even though that was our mother. I think that was our first contention. That was the first bone that we had to pick. Reverend John, can you hear me on that one? We had to accept the fact. We had to accept the fact that we had to accept our mama as being mama, but yet still we had to find our place as men, even though we weren't men, we were young men. And so I think sometimes if a man has not matured past that stage, have not grown beyond that, he is still somewhat hearing in his head the voice of his mother when women want to speak. Now, anybody want to comment on that? I yield my mic.
I do. The challenge is the authority. As she was your mother, she was the authority. But when you're trying to embrace your manhood, if you haven't resolved the fact that women can have authority and it still doesn't challenge your man, I'm not defined by how she sees me. Give you an example. Before God gave man a woman, he gave him a job. In Genesis chapter 1, he created the whole world and he gave it to man around. About verse 24, he created man after that. Long story short, before he even got a woman, he had a job and purpose. And so if he's not confident in his purpose, he's not confident in who he is, anytime somebody brings order to him, he's already disordered. So it's only offensive if you're out of order. It's only offensive. She wouldn't have to bring correction or information for betterment for your relationship. If you were out of order, now she could communicate her desires and her positions, but does it change your manhood? No. A woman can never define me as a man because God made me a man, and I recognize that's who he made me. Did that make sense?
That makes sense, sir, but the thing that I notice is that what you're talking about talks about a healthy development of a spiritual mind for a man. And Elder Flaws, I know good and doggone well that there are many men out there that have not grown up, that have not matured. Would you say that the lack of maybe fathers in the life and development of a boy plays a part or maybe some significance in how men relate today in relationships as well as, you know, their personal manhood and in relationships as well? Do you think not having that father figure there has, you know, kind of diminish their development?
Yes, I do agree. However, to also put the flip side to it, it's a lot of single parents that are raising boys. I have two boys. They're grown men now. And, you know, women, we have to remember to raise our son as the son that you would want or as a strong man that you would want for yourself. Because our sons have to be able, our sons and our daughters now, have to be able to have healthy relationships,
They have to be able to know, you know, like we say all the time, and I know this is a worldly saying, but it's really true. How he treats his mother is how he's going to treat you. Because
I believe you.
It is so true. Because if a man really loves his mother, he can love you.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and we have to train. We cannot spoil our sons and raise our daughters, you know.
Uh-huh.
And same vice versa for men. The men cannot, you know, spoil their daughters and be tough on their sons. You know, we have to raise them to give them everything that they need, you know, in order for them to be reared in the fear, admonition of the Lord, but also to know how to function in relationships, you know.
Yeah.
My son, I took my son on his first date. I showed him how to date. I showed him how what he's supposed to, that he's supposed to pay. I showed him all these things of how he's supposed to treat a woman. But then on the flip side of it, I also taught my daughter that you're supposed to let that man hold that door for you. You're not supposed to be taking him out. And I'm not saying that you can never take someone out. So please don't crucify me.
Right.
I'm saying that, you know, as him trying to court you, he is supposed to pay. That is something that he's supposed to do. There are proper ways of things how to date. Now, when you know somebody for a long time, you've been together for a while, you know, what have you. Yeah, of course, you know, ladies, you can treat, you know, but I'm just saying on a general level, you know, on a general level that, you know, sometimes some people, when you meet them, they want 50-50 right now. Now, 50-50 don't go in right now. I'm still getting to know you. You're still trying to support me.
Well,
and some will disagree
that.
With that, but chivalry is not dead.
Okay, but you know, chivalry is not dead. But we can't. You know, there's a saying that says you can't have your cake and eat it too. And a lot of people don't even know what that means.
Correct.
That means the cake that we made or bought for you for your birthday. You trying to eat it all up and don't even want to share it with the people that provided it for you. A lot of people don't know what that means.
Now,
that's
not
what
talking
it means.
About a selfish woman, Ron.
Hold
that
on.
Is a selfish woman. I'm not talking about
hold
a selfish
on.
Woman. I'm talking about
hold
the principle.
Hold on. I'm trying to get to my principle, too. What I'm trying to say is that there are red flags when it comes to dating. And it seems like that some women with the modern day feministic movement want equal rights, want equal pay, want equal recognition until the old traditional ways benefit them. Yes, I want equal pay. Yes, I want equal status. Yes, I want equal. But when we go out to dinner, I want you to pay. What you have to understand is that we're looking for red flags too. We don't know if you're a gold digger or a sack chaser. So if you're not willing to go 50-50, I'm like, well, maybe you just trying to see who's going to try to be a sugar daddy, who's going to be your financier. So, I mean, what I'm saying is the perspective can go either way, but if a person's not willing to go 50-50, but then you want, you know, all the traditional acquaintances, rather, or all of the traditional courtesies, but then you want to fall back on independence when it fits you, that's an issue that some men have. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and I could totally agree with that if it was depending on the type of woman that you are dating. That's the reason why you should be able to have phone conversations with that person, get to know their personality. Because a good, kind woman would not want you to do that just because she's trying to use you, because she wants some new Gucci bag, or, you know, she wants
you
to pay for her, you know, for a free meal. You know,
there's
more to it than that. That's the reason why you have to check the fruit. But sometimes men, and I'm be honest, sometimes men, you all are not checking the fruit. You're looking at the package. You're not looking on the inside of that package.
Exactly. Okay. I agree with you. Come on, Lady Lavelle. You got comments on that? We're looking at the package, but all men are looking at the package. Some of us are looking for cues that's going to give us an idea of who this woman is, because everything is not going to be openly put. So we have to kind of be discerning and watch the behavior. We have to watch the behavior. Like you said, check the fruit. Lady Lavelle, what you got for us?
Well, you all basically summed it up, because I was like, you have to check the food, be patient, conversate.
There you go.
Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. That's where that look for signs come in, too, because people tell on themselves. I mean, you can be one way and have on a mask for so long, you know. This time will tell. So now when it comes to, like, I do believe in men, you know, taking you out on dates and stuff, because I'm noticing men are actually, okay, you want to just meet for coffee and then doing a conversation. They're like, what you doing later on tonight? Well, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, men are really these, well, I'm noticing saved and unsaved men, of course, the unsaved men, but saved men are also trying to, I feel like, test the waters to see, you know, how either how far they could get real quick. So it kind of makes the woman put up a shield and, you know, not, you know, because
I understand.
We're tired of being looked at as our appearance and want you to get to know us as a woman. And knowing that we're a woman of God, you know, trying to make it a connection, a godly connection first.
Thank you.
And to see if we're on the same page to even go further, you know.
Amen.
So
it's
all about being patient. And getting
Amen.
To know
I agree. I agree. Reverend John about to bust wide open. Come on, Reverend.
I really am. Three things. Matthew 26, verse 41, talks about watching and praying. So doing, are you working on purpose? And while you got a job, you're supposed to be watching and praying. That doesn't mean entertaining everything that comes around. You watch and pray. I like dating to be later because I want to see her character before I even have a conversation.
Amen.
So I'm watching. I don't keep people on a date put up pictures and facades of them. They're telling you a dream. Huh?
Yeah.
So I don't want to see you on a date. I want to see you in a character crisis. I want to see you at your worst. And how do you respond?
That's right.
Do you get out of character because you got a financial issue? Do you get out of character because things ain't going your way? So I'm watching and praying when I'm working. So while I'm watching and praying and working, I'm looking because I see what I see and I like what I see. But because I like it, I'm not in it. That's not the license to go pursue it. He told me in Matthew 26 to watch and pray, to avoid these
that's
other
right.
things. Now watch this. Mm. Now when I've watched and prayed and I can't get it out of my mind, then I present myself.
Yeah.
But when I present myself, I'm not selling dreams. I'm not selling hype. I'm not presenting a picture. I'm being and practicing excellence. So I don't do that. What I do is I have interactions with people.
There you go.
Being who me is. So if I'm working on a track with somebody, then you can come by the studio. If I'm working on this, then we'll spend some time there. But never the intimacy until you enter me, you see. So never
I hear you.
Respect.
I hear you. Amen.
It's never just inclusive because I don't want you to create connections. That'll be a challenge to her later. One of the challenges that a lot of black men who love God is that every time you meet a woman and you halfway look at her, she thinks you her husband, and she expects you to do husband responsibilities.
That's good.
Oh, Lord.
Ma'am, I just
That's
met
true.
You. I just met you, so I don't sell dreams and heights. I present what I am and let God be, and then I watch and pray and see what God says. That's how I
don't Amen. Know. Amen. Amen. Good, good, good conversation. That's what I'm talking about. I wanted to jump back, Reverend John, when you spoke about giving scriptures, backing up what you say with scriptures, and you said opinions don't matter. I believe, sir, that we can say like the Apostle Paul did. He can say, this is what thus says the Lord, and then he came back later and said, but this is what I'm saying to you. So he let it be known the difference from what God was leading him to say. And then he's saying, but this is what's coming from me, Apostle Paul, because I understand what you meant when you said that God does have the final say. But I believe that one of the things that are lacking in relationships, I first spoke about honest transparency, is mutual respect. Because Elder Flowers said it, that there has to be some courtesies that are given. If you show courtesy to your mama, which if you don't show courtesy to your mama, I got a real, real problem with you. I don't care if I'm your neighbor. I don't care if I'm your cousin or whatever. You got a problem. This woman, she went through labor pain She went through morning sickness. She carried your big head for 9 months, usually, and then birthed you and loved you until you were grown enough to hopefully take care of yourself. But our opinions do matter. I think we just need to let it be known, hey, dear, this is just what I'm feeling. It's not written in stone. This is what I would like to put on the table. How do you feel about it? The mutual respect will always leave room for everybody to share what they have to say. I'm going to say this, and I want y'all to think about it, and then we're going to move from dating to the mating, to the more exclusive part of relationship where we've been with somebody, we think we're equally yoked, and then now we're talking about marriage. So I want to go from dating to mating, but can I share this, that the ratio of women to men is always calculated as being more favorable for the man, but as a man. And when we say, make comments, listeners, we may generalize it, but we're going to say that we're going to say some men and some women. We're not trying to just bash nobody. Yeah. There are some men out there that's crazy, ain't got sense. There are some men that are saved, sanctified, and loving Jesus and living right. There are some women out there that's crazy, ain't got no sense. There are some women out there that's saved, sanctified, and love Jesus too. So we're not just bashing nobody. We're just making a difference. We're speaking generally. So if we say men this, men that, we're not trying to label everybody. But I'm going to say this to you all.
Amen.
After you account for those women that are still wounded, hurting, angry, not healed, and dating outside the ethnicity, which I don't have a problem with, you fall in love with who you fall in love with, but also dating alternative lifestyles. The majority that we think is in favor of men is not what you think, because there are a lot of women. Yes, there's a lot of men too, but I don't date men, so I'm talking about women. There's a lot of women out there that are still hurt and still need to be healed and want a relationship, but they're not ready for a relationship. They don't qualify. If you're not whole, right, healthy, and healed, Pastor Everett N. Jennings of New Providence Baptist Church in Detroit, my former pastor, says, if you're not whole, healthy, and healed, you don't even have no business dating. Hold what you got. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Exactly.
Here's Lionel. Here's Lionel and Leslie. I got another amen. So we're doing something right. Here's Lionel and Leslie. We're going to praise God while we're talking about godly relationships and the truth that needs to be spoken of when we're talking about relationships. Amen.
Some people call me crazy when I lift my hands to the Most High. They wanna call me silly when I praise His name and they don't know why. I know the truth about Him. He saved my soul and He saved my life. This is why I praise Him.
I praise Him.
Shook me out of depression that He gave me hope.
I praise Him.
Covered me in the darkest hour like no one knows.
I praise Him.
And He came and held my hand. He led the way.
I get crazy stares from across the room. That's just because they don't know all the mess He's seen me through. See, He's an awesome God there when I need Him and they're on time. This is why I praise Him.
I praise Him.
For my mother, father, brothers, sisters too. For watching over my family and protecting you.
Yeah.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we're putting some fire on this conversation, talking about relationships from a Christian perspective while we getting our gospel groove on. Lionel and Leslie, praising him, because praise is always in order. I have learned one thing, that there are some things that I can give to God as an offering. And what I mean by that, and I'm going to direct this first thought to you, Elder Lorraine, is that there were times that I would be tempted to do things because my flesh would crave certain pleasures, certain ungodly things in the sight of God. And I learned, I said, you know, if I pray and ask God to strengthen me at that point, at that first point of temptation, that I learned, I said, God, I'm giving this desire that I would have used to fulfill my flesh, I'm giving it to you as an offering. And I would feel Holy Spirit God comfort me in that moment to help me keep me in my flesh. One of the things that we talked about, Elder Lorraine, is sincerity in relationships. We talked about communications, which is so crucial to relationships. If we move from the dating stage and we feel this person is a potential mate and we have decided to be exclusive with the thoughts of possibly moving toward marriage, one of the things that I'm concerned about is when people want to test marriage, quasi-type marriage, better known as shacking up. We want to move in. And my thing is this. I believe when you meet somebody and you let them know about your Christian standards, what I've done is, just like at the restaurant, there's certain things that's not on the menu that you're looking for. I have decided, because of my love for Christ and commitment to please him with my body, which is the temple of the living God. I haven't always gotten this right. Please understand. Please don't give me excess credit, because I have failed in this area before, but it took some time, it took some practice, and it took some humility on my part to break down and say, God, I want to be pure in your sight. I want to be right in your sight. So what I've done is I've taken sex off the menu. And I would say this to you, sisters, hold on to your abstinence, because it will help you discern hidden motives. What would you say would be one of the most important regard, Elder Lorraine, in terms of dating? Mm-hmm. What helps dating move forward in a godly way?
What helps dating move forward in a godly way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so first, when you meet someone, there has to be initial attraction.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get to know that person. You have phone conversations. You know, you may go out on dates with them. You're going to get to know them. You know, if you're going to church, you may go to their church. They may come to your church. You know, you want to see how they worship. Are they a worshiper? Are they a praiser? Are they a tither?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, do they have the love of God in their heart? You know, are they kind? Are they not? You know, all the things. You're checking for, you know, for the love, joy, patience, all of the things. Self-control. And part of self-control is learning to beat your body into subjection, meaning kill that flesh in you that want to have sex. You want to have the urge to merge. You know,
yeah.
So in dating, you know, you got to keep yourself. And I've been there. I've been on both sides.
Yes,
where,
ma'am.
You know, prior to being married
yes.
the first time, we waited. You know, and I thank
yeah.
God for that. You know, it wasn't easy, but
no.
I was determined. I was determined.
Keep
I don't know
real.
What his motives was or what his,
keep
you know, was. But I was determined. And you have to make up in your own mind, your own heart, that you're going to be determined to wait on God.
That's it.
You're going to be determined to wait it out. You know, when the temptations come, when you want to, you know, go all the way, you
that's
know.
Real.
You're going to have to say, you know, and I've been in those tough times where, you know, we're hugging, we're kissing, and it's getting hot
uh-oh.
And heavy, and I'm like, oh,
yep.
you know, no, you know,
that's
gotta
it.
Stop,
that's
gotta,
it.
You know, and that takes a lot of your commitment to God. It takes a lot,
yeah.
and I'm not going to sit up here and say, like, oh, you'll never fall if you'll, you know, get up and pray in tongues and it's going to be better. No, it doesn't always hit like that. Sometimes you may fall, you know, but
yeah.
you have to
that's
know
right.
your season. Sometimes we have seasons of certain temptations in our flesh. It's just like
mm-hmm.
when the seasons change, your temptations can change and your ways can change. Like, you know, around the Christmas time, you know you want to be booed up and you want to be with someone, then you need to. That's the time you probably gonna have to hold on to God a little bit longer. You want to, you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
Hold on to God and you know, go out with your friends and do, you know, other things to get your focus. You know, get your focus.
Mm.
When you keep yourself busy and the things of God and stuff like that, they help you to stay focused. I know. I'm just telling
it
you
does.
What works for me. I can't tell
I
you.
I believe
for
it
you,
works.
You may have to do something different.
I believe
but
if it works for you, it can
work
for us too. I believe if it works
you know,
for me, God,
I hope and pray that this helps
amen.
Somebody, but, you know, those
yeah.
are some of the things that work for me. When I know that I feel like, man, I really want a man, you know, I love to lay in my man's arms and watch TV and, you know, cuddle and all other stuff, you know. But if that's going to lead me to sexual temptation, then I'm
right.
going to be like, okay, you know what, we're going to stay on the phone. I'm not going over his
that's
house.
Right.
He not coming over my house, you know,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature. There are times where I might go out with my girlfriends more, you know. There
yeah.
may be times that I go to church more. Whatever
okay.
it is that I need to do to keep myself pure, you know, before
mm.
God, you know, because praying
yeah.
does. I'm
yeah.
not going to sit up here and say it doesn't work, but sometimes you have to couple it with other things, you know, keep yourself busy. So that's
man of
I'm
God already told us. He already said, watch and pray. So that means there's got to be
okay.
a demonstrative action that goes along
action.
With our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this, Reverend John. I'm going to jump in. I never went to strip clubs. I think I went once or whatever. Me personally, I don't like to get all dressed up and then don't have nowhere to go. I'm going to see if y'all can catch on to that. I don't like to...
Right.
Get involved in something that's going to get cut off. See, me personally, like the Word of God says, Reverend John, let a man examine himself, whether he be in the faith or not, whether he is being faithful or not. Let a man know where his limit is. See, I don't like to get all worked up and then ain't nothing going to happen. So for me, I've learned, and it's easy for me not to even get started. What you say about that, Reverend John?
I definitely agree, but even in abstinence, there's a even in. Let me just keep it 100. I haven't always been
nope.
successful in
nope.
this area.
Me either.
Amen.
Me either.
I participated
nope.
in all kind of dysfunctional foolishness. But what I
me
found
so.
Is that what you have a vision for, and you have an intoleration for the other. So if I know this is a threat to, I have to keep that in front of me. I have to keep my vision in front of me of what I really want. And so if I really want this to be my life partner and I really want this to work, then what I have to do is, man, I don't want somebody else's wife. So I'm not going to touch
no.
somebody else's wife unless it's
amen.
My wife. I'm not going to. So I don't want, and I don't want
I know that's
I
right.
I don't want myself to be in a bad situation.
No,
and,
sir.
And then because
I have to see her. Now, this don't sound super corny, but it did it for me. If this is a sister of Christ, sister in Christ, yeah. I don't want to be the reason she praying to God because her heart is hurt and she's torn because she sold it to me and didn't get the harvest she was looking for. And so I don't want to be the stumbling block for somebody
That's
else.
That's good.
So what I do is I keep that in front of me is, man, this is God's daughter. And I say I want her. And this is what I'm doing. I can't go there. And so I try to put myself in those positions. Now, am I successful all the time? No. I have failed in those areas.
Yeah.
But I'm more successful when I three things that keep me. Number one, he says, now to him that is able to recognize I can't do it in my flesh, so I never let my flesh have a vote in. Number two, I become more cognizant of my covenant than I am my current condition. So I
Come
try
on,
to be
God.
More conscious of what my covenant is. And even if you're not married, I got a covenant with God that, man, I work to you. My body belongs to you. Everything
yes,
I do
Lord.
Is ministry. And so if I can't minister to her because I don't have a license, not because I'm not filled, it's because I'm not licensed. You may have everything you take to do that, and you may have a healthy desire. But I don't have a license for that. So because I don't have a license, I don't practice. So
Amen.
I try not to practice. Every
Amen.
Now and then I get in the car, but I try to practice. Amen.
Amen. I hear you, Doc. And that's
Amen.
Real talk right there, Doc. That is real talk. I can appreciate your honesty there, too, because it is a reality. We do have these desires. It's best to not let our minds linger. See, we know when we start to get turned on, like Elder Lorraine said. We know where our measurements is. And then, you know, we have to be able to rein ourselves. And I'm going to say this, John. The one thing that I learned about failing is that it disturbed my soul every time I fail,
That's right.
which is a sign
That's
that
right.
we do
That's
have
right.
God in us. And it's through those failures that we finally get to a point of frustration with our own inabilities to rein in our flesh and say, look, that's it. God, I know I failed you so many times, I don't even feel right, justified asking you for redemption and to forgive me. But I'm going to ask you anyway because I am getting sick and tired of me. Woman of God, Lavelle.
Can I say one more thing about that?
Yes, sir.
Man, failure isn't finite until it's finished. Here's what happens. It's only feedback. So when I fail,
yes,
I recognize that, man, I'm not as strong as I thought I was. So I don't let my flesh have that kind of influence. So once I know my flesh is that high, that means I need to go consecrate. I need to pray. I need to fast.
Amen.
I need to bring that order, bring that into subjection, because what you will not master will master you. I will not let my manhood, my me, I will not let me keep me from ministry. So I have to identify my flesh daily to make that happen. And because nobody wants to be that preacher that, you heard what he did and he said yes. No. So I want, so because I don't want that and I don't want to bring a shame to the kingdom, I got to bring that area to subjection. And that's so I
got
to keep those things in front of me.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So when we have a spiritual mindset, we don't throw our failures away because there is a lesson in those failures when we have a spiritual understanding. Amen. Woman of God, Lavelle, there's a saying that, you know, ain't nobody, no man going to buy the cow if he getting the milk for free. All these folks that, yes, that, and it's true. It don't take 3 years for me to keep telling you we're going to get married because we should have gotten married 2.5 months ago. It don't take that long. So it's a setup when men move in or you move in with them and they don't marry you. You already got 3 kids. So what is you talking about? So what the man is doing is he is holding on to you for his own selfish beneficial reasons, which is mostly sexual. And he's got his eye open for somebody that he think might be a little bit better than you just in case. He's going to cut and run. He's going to cut and run. What do you say? What would you say in regard to people that choose to live together and act like marriage is just a piece of paper? That's an insult to God.
Ooh, it is an insult to God because as being a Christian,
You're supposed to have standards, godly standards, okay? God created Adam and Eve, and they became one. So they did not go on a prolonged dating stage. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They became one and became fruitful because that's God's purpose for marriage. Now, I wanted to piggyback on, like, people not trying to, you know, going through a relationship, going to the next stage, and trying not to be intimate. Now, if you're supposed to equally yoked, you're supposed to be equally yoked. That means you are on the same page as women of God in ministry, men and women of God in ministry. So you all should have established that we're waiting for marriage to have sex.
That's right. That's right.
That's supposed to be the purpose, you know. So that
Keep
should be
real.
Established early on.
Woo.
Okay? So
yep.
that way you
That's
both
right.
make a plan and work together to obtain
yeah.
this goal. So you both
Thank
plan.
You.
What should we do?
Yeah.
What do we
yeah.
need to do? How can we accomplish
uh-huh.
this goal? Because
we
if we're going to the
other.
Same place, come on, iron sharpens
yeah.
iron. You know,
Thank you.
One can't be dying in a relationship while the other living it out. We both have to be dying to the flesh together
I
so that
help.
We can accomplish this. How, you know, if we're not equally yoked and working together in a basic relationship, what is our marriage going to look like? So we
it's
have to start this foundation, and this
Thank
foundation got to be rooted on God. And so it's a team effort. You know, because it's a team.
No, go ahead, woman.
Go ahead.
It's a team effort, woman of God. It is a strategic attack on our minds with all of
exactly.
the sexual exploitation that's on media, that's on music, that's on the dress, that's on the wardrobe. It is a satanic attack against our Christian virtues where we
yeah.
are constantly being put into the preview of the flesh. And I'm talking about people be trying to sell you a box of cereal and the girl is half dressed. Girl, go put some clothes on. I'm trying to eat my food. You're tuned in the fire.
Okay. this is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual war. And being,
it is.
You know, in your singleness, this is where you grow, get spiritual maturity. So when you get to the relationship, that
yeah.
you'll be mature enough to stand. And then, you
Amen.
Know, like I said, iron sharpens iron. So it's a team
Amen.
Effort.
Yeah.
And if
Amen.
And you
got
to work together to make that thing happen.
It is. It is.
Man.
And we are living in a world that where people are not saved, don't have a relationship with God. They have no protection whatsoever from carnal, lustful, demonic suggestions and influences. So when here we come along, now all of a sudden we being unrealistic, we being stick in the mud and whatever else they want to call us because we want to hold on to our virtue because, see, they don't know our story. They don't know we've done what they've done. But our soul
Exactly.
was so dissatisfied with the way we were living because we were sincere when we walked down that aisle and was put in the water and raised up new in Christ again, baptized in his name. We were sincere, but we made mistakes. But listen, we didn't stay in our mistakes. Like the prodigal son,
yeah.
I'm not going to stay in this mud pit because my Father has better for me. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're talking about relationships from a godly Christian righteous perspective on this Fire Gospel Experience because Holy Spirit, God put it in my spirit. I've been seeing so many different things written on Facebook and conversations. We need to be more aggressive, saints of God, about what's right, about what's righteous, and about what's holy. Here is man of God Tim Frierson thinking about only one, and that is none other than God.
This is Tim Frierson, and I want to let you know whatever you're going through, Jesus is the only one that can see you through. Listen. Jesus, you've been a friend, one I could trust in. You've been a shoulder that I could lean on. When tough times came in my life, Father, you never left me alone. I searched all over, I still couldn't find no one to give me
Hello, everyone. I am TV, radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404-295-7367 or by email at SheritaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sherita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversation. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience with a fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I'm here. It's just a lot of static. Can hear anything in the background. So I didn't hear none of anything that you said.
Yeah, the background.
Can you share? can hear the woman of God, but I can't. I couldn't hear you. Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, what was it? I didn't hear the preface of the question. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I said, can you share with us words of encouragement for those of us that have failed in marriage, either once or multiple times? I shared on Facebook, those of us that have been married more than once operate and live on a higher level of discernment because we have not been successful, but we still want to be married. What words of encouragement would you share with us?
Three points. Number one, the fact that you still have breath in your body doesn't mean that life is over. Number two, because you still have breath in your body, that means that purpose still exists. That means you haven't finished what God started for you. Number two, I may have made choices that wasn't kingdom. And some people would have been there for a season. But that doesn't mean that God's given up on you having a healthy relationship.
Amen.
Here's where I take solace in. I've been divorced. I've made choices that, had I had enough wisdom, I wouldn't have made them. Second of all, the Bible says, "Dwell with her according to knowledge." And if you've exceeded your knowledge of her, it gets ugly. But the shout of the text is this: God's plan, His desire, is for us. Man, we said it was in Genesis chapter 2. It's not good for us to be alone. And if we know
it's not,
that He wants us connected, then we're gonna trust Him for the connection. I'm no longer looking
Amen.
At the packages the woman of God sees. I'm looking at the purpose. I'm no longer looking at, listen to what society says is the standard for beauty and excellence. I'm trusting God for who He said is my partner, that we can be a ministry marriage. I'm trusting God for that He's going to send me something. And because of that, I can sow a seed of saying no to this beautiful woman right now because I'm trusting God for a wife that He's going to give me forever for later. So as bad as she is, I can look at her, but I can trust God. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Devil trying to throw some static on this broadcast. He don't like all this godly wisdom that y'all put out there. People don't understand. We be talking about technical difficulties. The only technical difficulty that's going on is the devil finds a way to get into these broadcast lines. That's why I say thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening up the airways and clearing the line, trying to block your knowledge. So, Elder Lorraine, if you heard the question, what words of encouragement and wisdom would you share with those of us that have been married once or twice, and for whatever reason, not trying to blame nobody, just we heal, we whole, we healthy, we ready for a lifetime commitment, and we want to be married again. What words would you have? Because sometimes we feel like we're discarded, like we're secondhand. Our esteem is low. We be thinking, don't nobody want us now. So what would you say? What would you share to help us lift up our heads and move forward and believe that God still has someone for us?
Wow, glory to God. Well, I would believe that God has someone out there for you. You know, you have to know who you are. You know, you want to get back to your true identity with God. Find your identity in Christ. Once you find your identity in Christ, it'll set you back on the right track so that you can discern and know who it is God has for you. Sometimes, you know, we're looking for God to just bring that person or God to do all the work. But do you know this is a partnership? Our relationship with God is a partnership. So, you know, once you get that partnership with God, you're partnering with Him. He knows what's best for you. So you got to trust Him and know that whatever He picks for you, it may not be the package that you like. It may be a little particular, something that you're not particularly used to. However, you want to look beyond the package. You want to look beyond just the nice, smooth, soft, silky words, you know, that he or she may say. You want to look, check the fruit. You want to always check the fruit, you know, because those are the things that we should be looking for. You know, that we can see Christ in that person. Not something that you, and women, you cannot change a man. You cannot make him into this man, the mold that you want him to
Amen.
Be like. God, I want him to be like this, that. No, you cannot make him. Make him into the man that you want him to be. You know, he may not become 100% what you like, but you have to let God cultivate first you, get healed from your issues, get healed from your past, your issues. He hurt you. He left you with kids. He left
all
you
that.
For another woman. All of that. You got to let go of all of that.
Woo.
And ask God to heal you and then to take you to the place that he wants you to be so that when you're whole and you're healed, you'll be ready for someone. You know, when you meet that person, you know, God will begin to show you. And then don't rush.
Uh-huh.
Take your time. You know, there's no rush. You know, don't rush into things. That's what's happening nowadays. You're rushing. Don't rush. Take your time.
Don't
let God show you. And do not collect red flags. When you see the red flags, the red flags are there to protect you. The red flags are there to cause you to know how this person really is before you get in too deep.
Amen.
So, you know, those are some of the things that I would say, you know, and just trust God. Trust the Father. He knows what is best for you. I don't care how much you think you can pick for yourself. Trust God. You are the one. God will show you what it is he has for you. And for the men, I would say, you know, to trust God as well. Because God is going to give you the discernment to know, to look beyond how pretty she is, how fine she dressed, you know, how much class she seems to have. God is going to give you the discernment to look past all of that and to see her true heart. Is this someone that you're going to have purpose with? Is this someone that you're going to be able to build with? Is she going to be able to submit to you? Is she going to be able to love you as you, she's supposed to and respect you as a man?
That's right.
You know,
right.
So that is my advice to those that are with.
Amen. Amen. That's some good advice. Come on, a woman of God, Lavelle. Go on and put the spiritual icing on this cake.
You're so funny. They did such a great job. I just put a little sprinkle on it, okay? They did an amazing job. But
yes, they did.
All I can say is just trust the process. Allow God to work on, do a great work on you through healing, you know, growth, spiritual growth, getting to know yourself so that you won't accept less than what you deserve. Don't allow the enemy to trick you up because you're lonely, you know. Just know that God is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And as he's preparing you, he's preparing your special mate. So, you know, just pray. I say go through the process of praying for your future spouse. You know, you don't have to know them, but know that you're connected already through God in the spirit.
Amen.
So pray for them that they make it through the struggle like you're trying to make it through. You know, and just be mindful and work on yourself, heal, and just trust the process.
Amen. You sure put that sprinkle on that cake real good. Amen, amen. I certainly say amen to everything that was said for dating, mating, as well as marriage. And just maybe wrapping it up, we have this thing about submission and you know, whenever the word is used, and I acknowledge that there have been some men that have abused that scripture to try to rule over wives, and that is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I say the same thing. I say the same thing when they make accusations like the Bible. They say, well, you know, the Bible was given to us by the white man. I said, you haven't read and studied the Bible to discern truth. You are going by what somebody else told you, because what the Bible teaches is loving one another. And we have to take things into context. And what we don't understand is that there were evil people that abused and mishandled the word of God. When someone goes to jail for armed robbery, they don't arrest the gun. They arrest the person that used the gun. The gun was used illegally. The Bible was used illegally. So what I would like to say in regards to submission is, for a better word for understanding, is cooperation. Because the Bible has declared that the man, the husband, is to lead the family. And that is not dictatorial. That is not heavy-handed. That means I am going to just bless you with everything I got coming and going because you my queen. All I'm asking you to do is to cooperate with me. And here's the hard part, I think, for some sisters, and I'm not trying to speak for y'all, just my thought, is that if you all disagree with what he chooses, then the attacks on his leadership starts to come. Oh, you ain't right, and you just trying to make things your way. When if you trust God, and if you trust God enough to marry this man, maybe you can't see what he sees. Just like the pastor, he'll lead the church in a way that congregational members may not see, may not understand, but he has a relationship with God that if you be patient and cooperate, if you trust God, if you trust your husband, if you love God, love your husband, I believe that the good thing that God planted in the leader, the husband's mind, will be revealed, because he already said that the husband should be willing to die for his wife, just like Jesus was willing to die for the church. That is a submission that is far greater than any woman will ever have, because the Bible never tells a woman to die for the husband, to submit like Christ submitted to the Father. So all I'm saying is we're just looking for some cooperation, sisters. I'm saying cooperate. Voice your opinion. If you don't agree with it, if that brother loves God and loves you, he will hear you out, and we can discuss it. But he's probably going to plead for your patience and wait and see, and then watch that fruit grow. Watch that trust grow between you and your husband, you and your mate, you and your wife. It's about trusting God that God put this person in my life for a lifetime loving season of life. It's going to have its seasons. It's going to have its disagreements. But we love God enough and love each other enough that we're going to find a solution. We ain't going to get mad. We ain't going to hold no grudges. We ain't going to withhold nothing. We're going to keep loving each other. We're going to grow and grow old together with whatever days we have left. I want to thank you all so much. Y'all bless me. I think I got some hope. I think I got a little bit more hope.
Me too.
Thank y'all. Elder Lorraine Flowers, y'all bless me. If you all thank you. I received that. If you all would like to come back and discuss this issue as a panel, as individuals, if God gives y'all a topic or a discussion that's burning in your spirit, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to say that's for me. If it's not for your platform, Elder Files, for transforming lives, then so be it. Give it to me, and I'll take it, and I'll run with that bad boy. So, Elder Files, before you go, why don't you share your platform so my listeners can support you in your broadcast on transforming lives? Tell us about it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you so much. Well, again, my name is Elder Lorraine Flowers, and my Transforming Lives talk show is my talk show, and it's on Facebook as well as YouTube. You can I air every other Monday or Thursday of the month, and it's usually like 7:30. And again, we've been having some amazing topics and some amazing guests. This tomorrow will be aired at 7 p.m. It will be Let's Talk Business, and I'm going to be talking to a business owner. She's going to be talking about health and wellness. So you are more than welcome to tune in. Just go on my page. It's Lorraine Flowers, L-O-R-E-N-E, and last name Flowers, like flowers in a garden, and you will find it on my page. Or same thing, my YouTube channel, which is Transforming Lives Talk Show. God bless.
Amen. And if they are interested in being a guest on your broadcast, I'm sure you wouldn't mind having them.
Of course. You know, I'm always talking about, you know, different topics and, you know, and then if you have any ideas, you know, shoot me a comment. You can reach me on Messenger as well.
Okay.
And I'll definitely respond.
Amen.
Of course.
Woman of God, Lucille Cotton, how can you be reached for any type of kingdom collaboration, or there may be some women out there that want to be mentored or may have projects where they feel like you can be a wonderful part of them. Tell them what location you're in. You're in Chicago, I do believe.
Yes, I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and they could also reach me on Messenger. My name is spelled L-O-V-E-L-L-E, cotton like the fabric. And I would love to, you know, if you think I'm worthy, reach out
Amen.
To me and I will respond.
And you are.
thank you, thank you. You know, to God be the glory, you know. It's
yeah.
all for his kingdom, you know, building, and I'm just glad to be of service. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, young man on my panel, Reverend John Jones, would you share information in case someone would like for you to come and preach a word or be a musician or whatever it is that you'd like to share as far as your ministry talents go?
All right. Again, I'm as well on that. You can find me on Messenger, John, J-O-H-N, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. And I'll be preaching the fifth Sunday in this month at the New State Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church. And also I'll be at the two-night family, fall family conference, which will be November
Amen.
9th and 10th. I'll be sharing the word there. But you can also reach me, like I said, on Messenger. You can reach me, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Amen. And I believe you'll be preaching at that Fall Family Conference at New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist Church, on November 10th and 11th, I do believe, at 6 p.m. until we tear the whole church down with praise and worship. Amen. Looking forward to the event as well. Thank you all so much. You all have blessed us all with your wisdom and knowledge. I believe y'all are sincerely living for Jesus, and I'm happy to be called your brother in Christ and your friend as well. I'm praying that God will continue to bless each and every one of y'all in life, in ministry, health, wealth, mind, body, and soul. If there's anything that I can do to be an addition to the work and the ministry that you're doing, please give me a call and contact me so that we can continue to serve Jesus in joy and gladness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
God
you
bless you all.
Having us on the broadcast. God bless.
Amen. My special guest, thank you all. Woman of God, Elder Lorraine Flowers, Reverend John Jones, Woman of God, Minister in Training. Go ahead, girl. LaVille Cotton was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, Lord. Amen. I promise you, they show bless my spirit and have given us all, I do believe, some inspiration to keep. You know, I kept hearing Elder Flowers. She kept saying, check the fruit, check the fruit. And guess what we go about to do right now in song? Yes, you guessed it. We about to check the fruit because that is so important. You can't just let anybody into your inner circle without patting them down with a spiritual pat down. Pay attention to those red flags. The other flower said, don't save them. Pay attention to them because those could be markers and indicators of who this person is, because we're not always honest. There are people in the church, outside of the church, that have tendency to maybe hide some of their lesser qualities. Not saying that they're bad people, but they may have gotten to a point where they feel like, hey, I can't just quite yet reveal all of who I am just yet. So it's okay to just check a person through. I heard them say, take your time, please, please. We're not in no rush. And if that person is really for you, guess what? They will wait and they will maintain a certain respect and a certain dignity that is required for us to keep living holy according to the holy word of God. Amen. Goes right there. Here's man of God, Kevin Carter. Y'all better check the fruit. Please check the fruit. Please.
Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearing, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Check their fruit. Just as we identify a tree by its fruit, identify people by the things that they do. See, looks can be deceiving and talk is cheap. If you want to know the truth, you have to check their fruit. I'm talking about love.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
I can feel my God moving. I can sense daylight breaking. I believe my life's changing. Help me say, I can feel something's happening. Oh, I can feel my God moving.
I can sense.
To our God, because he is certainly worthy. We are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Genesis 2 and 18, where the word of God reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." We've all heard the saying that no man, no person is an island, meaning that we are all intended and created for fellowship, kinship, and relationship. I believe that those people who have chosen to isolate and alienate themselves is the result of many frustrations and major disappointments attempting to happily connect with others in some very meaningful ways. It's sad, but it's true. So what happens when we tend to find ourselves alone for too long? Look at the greatly known and acclaimed Old Testament prophet Elijah, for example. When he found himself alone and in a life-threatening, dire strait, the word of God says, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." The great prophet had a great victory just recently for God after defeating over 300 prophets of Baal, and now he finds himself alone and on the run for his life from the evil queen Jezebel, and he wanted to die. There are many, many angry souls who don't know God to believe that he will always prepare a better way from our trials, troubles, and tribulation. "There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also, yes, Lord, make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. As well as in our relationships of a romantic and emotional nature, Proverbs 18 and 22 declares, "Whoso findeth a wife," hello, "findeth a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord." Don't you want that favor? Keep looking for that good thing, that wife. We're living in times where the world's feeble attempts to displace the Almighty One and reduce his word to non-existent. Who would make the holy covenant of matrimony that is instituted by God into nothing but just a piece of paper, many would say? There have been so-called statistical studies of the divorce rate of married people between Christians and non-Christians, estimated as high as 75% in some studies. But listen, I'm still waiting on the success quotas and those studies of the individuals who live together, unmarried, shacking up, and see how their outcome in relational longevity is. Where's those studies? I haven't seen them. I'll wait. But I ain't gonna hold my breath. No. Every attempt that our secular and carnal thinking world makes will indeed pay the consequences for thumbing their noses at the Most High God. Broken family, unwanted pregnancies, absentee fathers, lack of authoritative presence, respect for humanity are just some of the consequences that we suffer, and the suffering will increase as many souls continue to ignore God's will and purposes for humanity. The proof of it all will be when many, many people across the land and the world as a whole will finally throw up their hands in total disgust and frustration when they finally find themselves alone and with no one to love and love them in return, giving up believing that their lives will have purpose, meaning, and someone who will be there for them come rain, shine, hail, or high water. But listen, we believers in Christ Jesus have found joy unspeakable, first in our relationship with our great creator God, and then with our fellow believers in Christ, loved ones, family, and to whoever God gives us as gifts to love as more of his demonstration of great love and care to those of us, talk about you and I, who have put our lives into his holy and mighty hand. There's no need for us to be alone because God himself has promised us. He said, guess what? I don't care what you go through. I will never leave you. I'm not going to be like those other folks that you know. I will never leave you. Guess what? I will never, ever, never, ever forsake you. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, giving you some good words of inspiration. Here's man of God, Terry Manheim. This is not for part-time Christians. And if you are a part-time Christian, then I understand why you're feeling so alone. Lord, help us.
Here we are, the Virginia Avenue again. We got a message for you. Listen, while you're riding in your car, sitting in your house, maybe you in the kitchen, I don't know where you are, but God told us to tell you this.
Don't be a part-time Christian.
A part-time Christian. Live your life every day just like
it's
Sunday.
Say it again. Don't be.
Don't be.
A part-time Christian.
Somebody feel like us, listen,
I want to be pleasing in your sight.
I tell them sometimes,
everything I do, I want it to honor you.
Don't be
a part-time Christian,
a part-time Christian.
You gotta live every day, every way. A part-time Christian, you gotta live. Can I say it one more time? Listen, I wanna be pleasing in your sight, Lord, in everything I do. Y'all listen. Here we go. Singing in the choir.
Singing in the choir.
Singing and shouting and clapping your hands. Monday. Feeling somebody's woman or man. Preacher. From the fountain that never, never runs dry. You drink it alcohol. I wish I had a witness. Have I got a witness? He don't need. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. God don't need no part-time Christian. You got to be like Joshua. You got to choose this day who you're going to serve. Will it be God or will it be man? Have I got a witness? Purpose it in your heart. You lift up the name Jesus. Can I tell you what he wants? Can I tell you? Four times. That's what he told me to tell you. Four times. God don't need, he don't want a part-time Christian. Every day, you got to work out your own soul salvation. You just can't be a hearer of the word of God. But you got to be a doer. Have I got a witness? I wish I had a witness out there. We got to get ready to lead you. But remember I said live. Get like. That's what they told me to tell you.
And you told it real good, man of God. Yes, Lord. Terry Mindham, don't you be no part-time Christian. Ain't no future in that. Thank you all for joining us for this Fire Gospel Experience. We've had a wonderful time in Jesus, uplifting and giving God his just due praise, as well as my awesome special guests, Elder Lorraine Flowers, Reverend John Jones, and Woman of God, Minister in Training, Lavelle Cotton. Thank you all for such a wonderful conversation about relationships from a Christian perspective. I would leave you all with these final words. Love that doesn't continue was likely flawed in the first place. Let's stop mistaking love for other things. Love for lust. Love for light. Love for convenience. Love for being provided for. Love is an action word. Agape love means that you're doing something along with the emotion that I love you. I care for you. I'm affectionate. I'm going to speak nice to you. I'm going to be kind. So listen, do what you got to do. Love yourself first. Love God, and he'll show you how to love yourself first. And then that love will overflow into the lives of other folks. Amen. You can always listen to my archive Fire Gospel Experience broadcast on YouTube. Just go to Ron E. Jefferson, as well as my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60. And I have a Kingdom Networks that collaborate with me and broadcast this on their platforms. Y'all just stay tuned. God is not through with y'all yet. I'm praying that God will bless you, keep you, and cover you until we meet again. I'll leave you, woman of God, Tia Rochelle, saying about how sufficient God's grace is. Don't you know he will take care of you? Y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank ya. Thank ya.
Lord, your grace is sufficient for me as I walk through life's challenges. I still have peace, and I won't cry, no, I won't lose sleep. For your grace is sufficient for me.
Lord, your grace is sufficient,
yes,
for me.
Yes, it is, yes.
As I walk through life's challenges,
I still have peace,
I still have peace,
and I won't
and
cry,
I won't cry, no, I won't lose sleep.
For your grace is,
for
yes,
for me.
Sometimes dark clouds may
Share a bit of mercy. Share a bit of laughter.